Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our recipes is pumpkin risotto. Now, what I love so much about pumpkin, it has a very, very unique taste because pumpkin added to the right things can really enhance flavors, and added to the wrong things can be very, very overpowering. So what I want to do is teach you today how to work with pumpkin on a way that not only simplifies your cooking style, but also makes it a little bit untamed. We're coming at you live from the 2016 Visalia Fall Home Show, and we're doing demos out here. We're meeting some fans. We're having a blast, but now we're doing our live radio segment. This is pumpkin risotto. What I'm going to need first in a medium pan is 3 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. Once that Arbasana olive oil gets put into a pan, I'm going to go ahead and add 2 tablespoons of diced garlic. And you can have it diced very small. If you want, you can even puree the garlic. But I want it roughly pureed. I don't want it turned into a pure puree. But if you want to blend it, you're absolutely okay to do so. It's not a bad thing to do at all, to be quite honest with you. That way that garlic permeates throughout your oil. It's very, very important. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a cup of arborio rice. And remember, arborio rice are the nice little fat rice kernels that we're going to use for this. You can use anything when you're doing this kind of a dish, as far as rice goes, as far as quinoa, as far as orzo. You could do whatever you want, but we're doing arborio rice because that's a traditional risotto. What I'm going to do also, after we add our arborio, we're going to get that nice and toasted. And it needs to toast for at least about a good 5 minutes. You don't want to burn it. You just want to toast it. When that rice starts looking brown, that's when it's time to go in with our beef stock. We're going to use 1 quart of beef stock, and we're going to add 1 cup in at a time. Very important that when we're putting our beef stock in, that we're constantly just mixing around with a nice, safe spoon for your pan. You don't want to go and scratch your Teflon pans up. And if you have the real heavy-duty pans, you still don't want to put scratches on them. It's always a smart thing to practice using a nice rubber spatula, a high-heat perforated rubber spatula. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to keep working this around, adding 1 cup in at a time when our risotto needs. And you can tell when the risotto needs more liquid when you run your knife right, or when you run your spatula, excuse me, right down the middle and the rice doesn't come back together. That's when you need to add another cup. And after it goes al dente, I'm going to go ahead and add a can of pumpkin puree, 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, seasoned to taste with salt and pepper, and enjoy. Approximate time about 18 to 21 minutes to make a good risotto. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.